The time now 17 minutes to 8. Almost 30 years after it was first shown in the cinemas, the film Babylon is being released on DVD. It was one of the first films about the lives of black musicians in South London, and it revealed the depths of racism in British society at the time. A year after its release, there were riots in Brixton. Our reporter Nicola Stanbridge met the director, Franco Rosso, and one of the stars, Trevor Laird.
The film Babylon charts the lives of rival reggae musicians, written by director Franco Rosso at the Old Albany Theatre in Deptford in the mid-1970s.
It was the centre of what was going on at the time. We'd write a bit and then we'd get kids in from the sound system. We'd read it over to them and they'd go, oh, no, don't be daft, they never say that, man, you know. They never say that. They do it like this, or they say that never happened.
Shaka gonna beat your BB.
No,
Shaka rule.
Yeah.
Shaka rule.
Sunday we see the rule.
The character of Beefy was played by Trevor Laird.
It's funny. It addresses a lot of problems that were going on in a humorous way. 1979, actually, that was a great time to be a young black actor. I started a theatre company just before I made this film. I was in Quadrophenia the year before. I was in Long Good Friday just before. Everything seemed possible. You could get a grant when we were kids. You can't get a grant now. That's why they're working so hard to try and do Saturday schools and get kids that they can give bursaries to, because English acting could be getting watered down if only people that can afford it can actually go to drama school.
My name is Dr. William Les Henry. I'm known on the sound system scene as Leslie Lyrics. I DJed on sound systems from 1982, some of the biggest sound systems. I am South London, as well as African, as well as Jamaican. For me, Babylon, Burning an Illusion, Blood I Go Run, they are the benchmarks of filmmaking. They were actually authentic takes, and I'll be honest with you, if you look at what supposedly represents black life now, it's just complete garbage. This, what you have to understand is sound systems were central and critical. I actually wrote my PhD on sound system culture. A reggae sound system is unique. I call it an amplified platform. Technology was advanced by black youth mostly. So you'd have someone who selects the music, someone who plays the music, someone who wires up the sound system, someone who will build the speakers. You had all of these things going on at the same time.
The only thing that matters to Beefy, the thing that matters to Beefy, is a very volatile character, he will do anything, is the sound system.
Beefy, you want to start a war?
Yes, man!
You want a race war?
Bro, what a
Beefy! Listen, Beefy, the choice out, man, the sound is finished! Where do we keep the sound, Beef?
And Blue says to me, they will close us down, Beefy. You can't go up there and do this because they will stop the sound system. That calms me down, I think, yeah, because that's it. That's my art. That's what is us. That's the positive thing in my life, that sound system.
Them times, the National Front were rife. The Albany was a victim to that kind of violence that was being meted out to any organisations who would accommodate foreigners.
And
it didn't matter
down.
What kind. Yeah, they burnt the Albany down.
The biggest thing at the time was the SUS laws. People could just be stopped on the street without any reason, rhyme or reason, and it was mainly happening to black youths. And there was a swelling of against the SUS laws, wasn't there, from black youths.
Yeah,
And you could see that something was going to happen eventually.
What you run up for then, eh? What you run up for, you little robber?
Hello, MP from Charlie Foxtrot 3, over.
Come on, golly, you're coming with us.
The truth of the matter is, that's the sort of thing people used to say. Things are getting better.
How's it changed?
It's nothing like what it was when we were younger. Nothing like it. So I'm not saying, look, this society is inherently racist, classist and sexist. We won't get away from that. But there is more trouble now between black youths and other black youths than there are between black youths and white youths in London. That's what the problems are now. The whole dynamic has changed.
And that was Nicola Stanbridge reporting there. It's 12 minutes to 8, time for Thought for the Day. And with us